Welcome to Old Treasures Made New, your devotional podcast on the go or at home, where we read the scriptures and reflect on them with those from the past. I would like to introduce you to what you can expect going forward from this podcast. There are three things that guide what this podcast seeks to do. First, it is scriptural. I believe the scriptures are the authoritative, sufficient, breathed out words of God. So every episode will include the reading of a portion of scripture. Second, it is devotional. This is not just a Bible reading plan read aloud. Devotional comments that come from the text will follow, as well as reflective questions which you will be able to find in the show notes. There are plenty of options for listening to the Bible, but a good podcast I recommend is called The Commuter Bible by John Ross. Third, it is historical. I am depending on those who have gone before us to bring said devotional comments. We live in a society that is very interested in looking to the future, but I think we are helped when we remember that we stand on the shoulders of those who've gone before us. Practically, what you will find here is a kind of accessible, short, devotional reading plan with the express goal that you will be strengthened in your walk with the Lord Jesus. There are about three ways Old Treasures can be used. First, personal. Make this part of your personal main scripture intake, in which I would encourage you to take time reading the passage beforehand and reflecting on the devotional thoughts after. Essentially, this will take you through a deep dive of the Gospels as you follow the scripture divisions. You can also use it as a supplement for your regular reading plan as you go on walks or for your commute. Second, for family worship. Use Old Treasures for a season as part of your family worship times. The devotional thoughts and following questions will give you lots of material in generating discussion with your children. And if you are not a fan of listening to something as you sit at the table or living room, it can be useful for the days you need to be flexible and find yourself in the car late at night coming home. I would suggest that this material will be suited for those 7 and up, but you know your child and you will have to find out for yourself. And third, for discipleship tool. Old Treasures could be a valuable discipleship tool if you are seeking to meet with someone to discuss the Bible and encourage one another in the faith. It may also be useful as an evangelistic tool with someone interested in Christianity. Old Treasures Made New has been inspired by a man named J.C. Ryle, whose name became known to me years ago by an off comment. I was with my best friend in a bookstore when he showed me a book by Ryle and said, "This guy's gold." I don't think I bought the book at the time, but the recommendation never left me. It was about a year later at a different bookstore when the same friend pulled a used copy of the Expository Thoughts on the Gospels and put it in my hand. This time I did buy it, and upon looking for another reading plan for that coming year, I decided to read Matthew with Ryle as a companion. I was richly blessed in that journey, and he is some of the old treasures I want to make new for anyone who may listen. Why is J.C. Ryle old treasure? Well, for starters, he was born in 1816 and died in 1900, so he wasn't born yesterday. But Ryle is treasure for another more important purpose, which is captured well in this endorsement by Dale Ralph Davis. He says, "There's a reason we keep digging up Ryle. His writing is always clear, a 19th century man who writes short sentences, driven, he's always going after the jugular vein of your soul, and focused. He just can't keep his eyes off Jesus." And it is true. Hear it from Ryle's own words from the preface. "My chief aim in all my writing is to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ and make him beautiful and glorious in the eyes of men, and to promote the increase of repentance, faith, and holiness on earth." The devotional aspect of Old Treasures Made New is simply working through his expository thoughts. His goal in writing this series makes it particularly well suited for a podcast. First, he divides the text into small segments, usually averaging 12 verses. Second, he generally begins by briefly stating the main scope and purpose of the passage. He then selects 2, 3, or 4 prominent doctrinal or practical points in the passage. So the structure is easy to follow. Third, his goal, as he wrote, was to place myself in the position of the one who is reading aloud to others and must arrest their attention. I have said to myself in each exposition, I am addressing a mixed company, and I have but a short time. Keeping this in view, I have constantly left unsaid many things that might have been said, and have endeavored to dwell chiefly on the things needful for salvation. I have deliberately passed over many subjects of secondary importance in order to say something that might strike and stick in consciences. I have felt that a few points, well remembered and fastened down, are better than a quantity of truth lying loosely and thinly scattered over the mind." His final words before beginning are worth repeating. "I now send forth this volume with an earnest prayer that it may tend to the promotion of pure and undefiled religion, help to extend the knowledge of Christ, and be a humble instrument in aid of the glorious work of converting and edifying immortal souls." Just a few comments for anyone who is willing to go on this journey. First, originally Ryle used the King James Version, and all scripture here will be read in the ESV. Second, what is amazing for a man who wrote about 140 years ago is just how clear and understandable it is. This is one of the reasons I love Ryle so much. That said, there are a few words that we might not use regularly today, and these we have lightly edited for your sake. That said, there is one word he uses regularly that I fear may not be understood, and that word is religion. We tend to think of this word negatively, as is clear with the oft-used contrast of Christianity is about relationship, not religion. Please know that Ryle knows nothing of that distinction. To him, this is a reference to true Christianity, and thus a relationship with Christ. Third, along with this comes a reminder of context. J.C. Ryle was born, lived, and died in England. He will sometimes refer to fellow Englishmen and other related references, and this is why. Also, he was an Anglican, which means that his convictions, such as a mixed church and infant baptism, amongst other secondary issues, will surface time to time. I personally am a Baptist, and where I have changed nothing of what Ryle says about his Anglican convictions, some questions after the readings will address some of these issues. May these distinctions produce good discussion amongst us. Fourth, I would encourage you to stop and pray before listening to each episode. We are hearing the Word of God, and we need the Spirit of God to open our eyes to behold wondrous things in His Word. And lastly, the first episode will release on May 4th, 2026, and will drop on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In closing, I want to thank those who have contributed and will contribute to make this possible. First, music and recording was done by Caitlin Walker and Sean Borchert. Second, artwork by Church Visuals. Third, manuscript and editing work for Matthew, Mark, and Luke by Josh Seneker. For John, 10 of those gave me permission to use their recently updated and released version, of which you can purchase the 7-volume box set from 10ofthose.com or .ca. I thank the Lord for each of these and for the chance to serve the Lord together. My name is Sean Martins, and I am your host, and my prayer is God will use these old treasures made new to draw us closer to Christ today.